What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we're just making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, maybe you could drop a review and maybe you can share it with a friend who also might be interested in the things that we have to say here on Dig Straight Down. That would be perfect. Let's spread the word and get more people listening. All right, let's get into the Q&A segment. This is the segment in which I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and feature your ideas and opinions on all things Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, in your opinion, what is a feature of Minecraft that is perfectly designed? Wolf's Trail says music discs. Each one being unique and only found in specific structures makes them fun to collect and listen to. And yeah, that's one of my favorite things about every new update that comes out is they tend to add more music discs to them. And it's just a fun collective thing, kind of like a trophy item that has a fun little functionality to it. It's not like it's useful in any sort of way, but it's always kind of a thrill when you find one that's particularly rare, maybe a pig step or something like that. That's always a fun thing to find in the game. I really like how they're implemented. Jake says the way they are implementing a story about an ancient civilization without it being too obvious. Now, I like this point here because it's less of a feature and more of a theme in Minecraft. And I would say that this is really very well done as well, because we are kind of left to form our own ideas about the lore of the game and what this civilization was and what they were trying to do, and come up with our own story without Minecraft kind of shoving it down our throats a little bit. Like, this civilization was doing this thing when the structure was created. So I agree with this as well. Debogged says, I think the trial chamber is one of the most fun but also balanced. It's not that exploitable, and the mace is perfectly balanced with it being so hard to get. I like that all players can loot it. I agree. The trial chambers is fascinating to me. It just is so unique when it comes to all the other features of Minecraft. It's really unlike anything else, it just makes it a very unique experience. I will say that a recent snapshot came out that may have messed with the balance of the mace a little bit, and I will probably talk about that in an upcoming episode. I'm a little disappointed in what they did with the mace, but again, this is just something that Mojang does as they develop the game. Miles says, the piglins, they are just a really well-rounded mob, and I would agree. They're one of my favorite faction mobs in the game. They're so full of personality. They're very rude and blunt, and you just get this feeling of, you know, just crudeness but also like pride from them that I just really, really love. Obviously the bartering system is really, really cool. It makes the Nether a very survivable place, but also they're not necessarily your friends in the game. You know, you have to approach them the right way. You have to have gold on and treat them right, and they'll treat you, you know, decently and be neutral towards you. I like that. And also the little, you know, the symbiotic system that they have with the hoglins in the game is also really cool to see. Very well designed. Anything from the Nether update, very well designed in my opinion. Pro says, the creeper is so iconic, it's an A. Yeah, the creeper, I don't have any complaints about it, although it has been brought up multiple times by many, many people that if Mojang had introduced the creeper in this update or any more recent update, the community would absolutely hate the creeper. And I would tend to agree with that perspective, but because it is a legacy feature, I think that it's a very, very good one. Miles Rocks a Lot says 99% of the original stuff. Chickens, beds, creepers, swords, etc. Yeah, the core stuff in Minecraft, I think there's not very many things that I would complain about. I do think inventory, obviously, is not perfectly designed. Maybe for the time that it was introduced, it was okay, but definitely now it's out of update. I think that the enchanting system could be better. I think that the experience system could be better. Definitely the hunger food system could be better. So there are some things in here that I do have problems with, but in general, the more core legacy features of the game, I think, are a good foundation for everything else to stand on. The Arch Villager says, dirt, creepers, and other such things that just shouldn't have anything else to them and are extremely iconic. So yeah, again, these more foundational features. Silas says pigs and how they aren't just food. You can ride them and boost their speed. An underrated form of travel, in my opinion, too. James says the Nether is pretty much perfect, but I also think that the brewing system is really good. Now, I personally don't ever fool with the brewing system in Minecraft as something that I don't have a lot of opinions on. I think that it would be a good thing for me to experiment with and do more exploration to see how I feel about it. From what I see, it's very complicated, but maybe that's just my perspective as an outsider, not really having messed with it very much. But I'm glad that somebody out there likes it at least. And finally, Jasper says villager trading. And Jasper, I will just suggest to you that you strap in and you hold on to your seat, because one day that's going to change it drastically and it might not be so perfect. So we'll see about that. But thank you guys so much for these opinions. If you would like yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can do so on the Discord. The link is in the description of this episode. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment, so I hope to see you there popping by and dropping your answers there. It's also a great place to chat with other people who like to listen to the podcast about all things Minecraft related, maybe even the One Block Challenge. Now, that is a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast where I give you guys a theme and you guys come up with an idea for a block. A block, not a mob, not a biome, not an item, not a weapon, a single block to add to Minecraft around that theme. Now, I define a block as anything that can be placed in the world. So that would include things such as boats and minecarts. So I do consider those more in the block. Mojang themselves do not consider those things blocks. I do. So if you can place it in the world and pick it up, that is a block in my opinion. So that's what I'm looking for. If you would like for more details on this, you can look at the description of this episode for those details. I will announce next week's challenge theme in just a little while, but first let's jump into the main discussion. Of course, this is Friday. I'm going to be reading the winning ideas of this past week's One Block Challenge. The theme for this past week's One Block Challenge was the day-night cycle of Minecraft. Something that everybody's familiar with, that's been in the game since day one, literally. So this is something that everybody, you know, we've interacted with this. It really affects the way we play the game. I wanted to see if you guys could come up with blocks that would have something to do with this feature in Minecraft. Here we have in third place, RamRebel798. They say, my idea for the One Block Challenge is the automatic curtain. It would be crafted from leather and glass and be placed like a normal glass block. But when placed under a redstone block and a daylight sensor, the curtain would come down halfway during the day and would close completely at night. It would be used for decorating purpose or a hiding technique. Hope you like this idea. See you at Bedrock. I really like this idea a lot. I could see this being really, really good for more like, I'm thinking about B00 on the Hermitcraft server and how he likes to build things that are supposed to be seen from a distance. Something like this could be really, really good for a dynamic structure. So a structure that's changing over time. You could have a structure that looks different during the day than it does during the night in a very dramatic way using this kind of curtain. Also, I mean, the ways that this could be used for extending daylight sensors as well, for redstone purposes, there's so many possibilities that you could use a curtain like this for. It's just a cool idea. Maybe, you know, you're pretending to have a planetary base somewhere out on another planet, and you you have these curtains there as some sort of automatic thing that protect you from the sun's radiation. So cool things like that could come from a block like this. So I really like this idea. It's very creative and original. Thank you so much, Ram Rebel, for this idea, and congratulations on coming in third place. All right, in second place, we have Micaiah here, and Micaiah says, "Hi, Rebel. My one-block challenge submission is the sleeping bag. It would be crafted with three daylight sensors on the bottom of the grid and three wool on the middle row. Naturally, you would sleep on the sleeping bag, but it has a perk that the bed doesn't. You could choose how long you want to sleep. If you want to go mob hunting, you could sleep till nighttime. You could sleep till morning, midday, evening, or night. I have found that this would be useful in multiple scenarios, so that's what I come up with. Hope you like this idea. Micaiah died by a creeper explosion because he slept till night in the wide open." I guess you have to be really, really careful. Yeah, I like this idea. So it's almost like the bed, but for any time of the day. So you know how you can only sleep in a bed during a thunderstorm or during nighttime? Well, this seems like you could sleep in this sleeping bag no matter what time it is, no matter what the weather is. And it's a way to fast forward to certain points of the day-night cycle. I think this would be really, really useful, especially if it has the ability to sort of simulate the world around you, sort of speed up the world around you so that maybe you don't have to wait so long for crops to grow or villagers to grow up or sniffers to grow up, things like that that take time in the game. Maybe this could be a way to sort of subvert that a little bit. Maybe you want to age copper faster. You could just take a nap and let that copper age faster. Maybe that's a little overpowered, but I think that that would be probably one of the things that would make the community really, really like this block, would be the ability to not only speed up the day-night cycle, but speed up everything that is more time-related. That would just be really, really cool. So I like this idea a lot. Thank you so much, Micaiah, for this idea, and congratulations on coming in second place. Now, in first place, we have Silas with this idea. Here is my idea for the day-night cycle one-block challenge, the beanbag chair. This is a block that can be placed anywhere and can be dyed to the player's choice. The player can sleep in this, and it will restore a heart and restore 5 hunger points if it is by a campfire. It does not set a spawn point, so if the players die, they respawn at their bed. I hope you like my idea, Silas. All right, this is a great idea, especially for explorers. Now, explorers are getting there. This is the Minecraft era of exploration updates, in my opinion. Every update has come out recently. The past, you know, handful of updates really has been really trying to get the player base to get out of their base and explore the world. Now, this is something that would be perfect for that. I have been wanting this for a long time, a way to skip the night while you're away from your base that doesn't reset your spawn point. And the bonuses of this also, restoring a heart, so it's a way to heal a little bit, and if you're by a campfire, it sort of replenishes your hunger a little bit. So you kind of get the idea that this is a way to rest up from your travels, to get refreshed so you can wake up and continue on your journey during the day. So I really love this idea. It's encouraging you to go out and explore. It's encouraging you to sort of do a little bit of exploration role play by including a campfire in the mix. Very well-rounded idea, very unique spin on the more common idea of the sleeping bag. I really like it. So thank you so much, Silas, and congratulations on coming in first place. Well, guys, those are the winners of this past week's One Block Challenge. If I did not read your idea, don't worry. You can go ahead and get started on next week's challenge. Next week's theme is an update to an existing block. So I don't want to see any new blocks in this next challenge. I would like to see you take an existing block from Minecraft, something that already is in the game, and make it better somehow. You can do this any way you want. I just want to see your creativity. Come up with something that you think the community would actually really like. Try not to be too overpowered with it, but don't worry. You can be creative as you want. And I can't wait to see what you guys have to say. All the details for the challenge are in the description of this episode if you don't know how to take part in it. So don't worry, you can just scroll down there and look at it and get all those details there. And that'll bring us to the end of this episode, guys. Send me your questions, comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.